In today's high-stakes business environment, a shocking 60% of forecasted sales never materialize. This isn't just a statistic. It's a wake-up call that traditional selling approaches no longer work in complex B2B environments. The modern enterprise sale has transformed into what might be called a treacherous canyon rather than a predictable funnel. Products become commoditized at lightning speed, customers have unprecedented access to information, and buying decisions now involve committees with conflicting agendas rather than individual decision makers. Warning signs of a sale spiraling out of control are everywhere: unreturned calls, mysterious new stakeholders appearing mid-process, and requirements that suddenly shift to favor competitors. Perhaps most troubling is the dead and don't know it phenomenon, where salespeople continue investing time and resources in opportunities they've already lost because customers deliberately keep them in the dark. Why? Sometimes for documentation purposes, sometimes to maintain pricing leverage, and sometimes because no one wants to deliver bad news. The modern salesperson must function as the CEO of a virtual corporation, leading teams of specialists selling to buying committees of 20 or more. What begins as a logical evaluation inevitably transforms into what Page calls the decision-making crucible, where processes melt down politically and pressure builds toward potential explosion. Despite committees' hopes for happy consensus, stakeholders typically divide between different vendors or maintaining the status quo. Selling has evolved through 7 generations. From basic tellers who rely on product knowledge and ineffective shotgun selling, to consultative sellers who prioritize listening, to higher-level business developers, partners, and industry-networked consultants who serve as trusted advisors with executive connections. The RADAR process, reading accounts and deploying appropriate resources, targets winnable opportunities by connecting solutions to pain, qualifying prospects, building competitive preference, mapping decisions, and selling to power. Understanding client needs, not just requirements, is essential to consultative selling. When engaging executives, link capabilities to strategic benefits that matter to them. In complex sales, stakeholder influence varies significantly, with some votes carrying 10x more weight than others. Power operates invisibly within organizations, independent of titles and shifting as influence fluctuates. Why do some salespeople consistently win with similar products and skills? The difference is strategic approach. Sales strategy should flow from marketing strategy, which mirrors military strategy. Just as generals avoid direct attacks on entrenched positions without overwhelming force, salespeople shouldn't compete head-on against established vendors without clear advantage. Page outlines 16 sales strategies across 5 categories. Preemptive strategies win battles before they begin by controlling the competitive landscape early, creating demand rather than reacting to it, securing exclusive evaluations, or aligning with power partners who have existing client relationships. Frontal strategies require at least a 3-to-1 advantage over competitors, meaning a demonstrably superior product that customers easily recognize through market share or technical specifications. Flanking strategies bring strength against weakness through innovation when your current approach isn't working, changing the pain, finding new decision makers, or expanding scope. For challenging accounts, fractional strategies involve getting a foothold through pilot programs or departmental solutions. Time-based strategies manipulate the sales cycle's pace, accelerating when winning and creating delays when needing to develop a better position. Even veterans can falter by applying right actions at wrong times. Priorities evolve throughout lengthy sales cycles, often requiring plan D, E, or F by conclusion, demanding flexibility and constant reassessment. Client priorities follow predictable patterns. Early discussions focus on technical specifications. As decisions near, risk concerns dominate. When multiple vendors demonstrate adequate solutions, implementation issues become central: service capability, financial stability, responsiveness, and references. Price follows its own path. Initially downplayed, it resurfaces as central after preliminary selections. Buyers often employ convenient amnesia during negotiations, claiming inability to differentiate between solutions. Successful salespeople counter by documenting their advantages, creating clear evidence of agreed-upon value. Technical evaluation similarly evolves. Early feature obsession gives way to relationship-based trust as you demonstrate competence and stability. Once established, evaluation cycles for future purchases can compress dramatically. When meeting with C-suite executives, you must speak their language. Executives operate in a different conceptual framework than technical users or middle management. They prioritize strategic implications, political considerations, and financial outcomes rather than features and technical details. This requires developing multiple parallel narratives, translating your capabilities into benefits tailored for each audience level. While an IT manager might care about system integration, the CEO wants to understand market positioning and competitive advantage. Executive engagement demands thorough pre-meeting research. Establish industry credibility quickly through demonstrated knowledge or strong referrals from respected peers. Executives value external perspectives that challenge their thinking. Provide fresh insights about their challenges, quantitative peer benchmarks, competitive comparisons, and best practices from adjacent industries rather than basic information about their company. When creating demand at the executive level, construct a dual narrative, the value proposition for action and the consequences of inaction. While ROI calculations matter, they rarely drive decisions alone, as most CFOs regularly evaluate multiple high ROI proposals competing for limited resources. While closing initial deals demonstrates sales ability, the true measure of excellence lies in securing repeat business and building enduring client relationships. Overselling capabilities or under-delivering isn't a sale. It's a lie, highlighting the critical importance of integrity. In mature account relationships, traditional sales leads actually signal potential problems, indicating competitive evaluations may be occurring without your awareness. The strategic imperative is to proactively influence organizational politics and decision-making processes before formal evaluations begin. With established trust, sales cycles can effectively drop to zero as clients bypass competitive reviews. The highest level of trust emerges when clients declare, "Whatever you're selling, I'm buying." These collaborative relationships yield multiple benefits: proactive demand creation, executive access, reduced price sensitivity, and first rights on new opportunities. As Aristotle noted, enduring relationships rest on three pillars: logos, competence; pathos, charisma; and ethos, character. People initially buy from those who solve problems, but ultimately choose partners they both like and trust. Trust is earned through repeated demonstrations of competence, reliability, and ethical behavior. The difference between hope and strategy is the difference between wishing and doing. While hope has its place when control is limited, strategy transforms visions into results through deliberate actions, a crucial distinction in enterprise sales. Competitive advantage comes from consistent discipline applied as habit. Lincoln's wisdom about spending 6 hours sharpening an axe before 3 hours chopping demonstrates the power of preparation, thorough research, competitor analysis, and systematic follow-up. The best strategists think from their competitor's perspective. If I were my competitor, how would I defeat me? This thinking helps anticipate and neutralize threats. Strategic action also includes developing contingency plans for scenarios like budget cuts or leadership changes. In today's complex selling environment, hope may inspire, but strategy delivers results. By mastering these principles, you transform from a passive participant into a strategic actor, creating your own success, either continuing to rely on hope or embracing the strategic discipline that distinguishes the elite from the average.